So when I was a kid, we had a oil furnace. And it was, you know, I just remember the big oil tanker truck would come every few months.
Yeah, we still have one.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I live in Seattle. I live in one of those 90s, the original one.
Yeah. And so right in our yard, there's that little metal cap. And,
yep.
And they
filled.
Right. And
sound
we would
oil.
We would often run out of oil and not have a furnace for, you know, weeks at a time because my mom didn't have the money. So, but most people who still have those oil furnaces live in, how old's your house? Do you know when your house was built?
Yeah, 1950s.
Okay. That's the case. And in a lot of cases.
There's like a lot of 1920s homes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's, in a lot of times, it's older people. It's people who, neither of these apply to you, but most of the time, it's
older
people.
As of today, I'm a little older.
Well, yeah, that's right. You are older.
Okay, but I get what you're saying. And yeah, lower income. I mean, because a lot of people have turned over to gas.
And people who cannot afford to make the conversion.
Yes, exactly.
So Jenny Durkin has just proposed that she wants to, because there are 18,000 homes in Seattle with those old oil furnaces, and she wants to have an oil tax in Seattle homes, 24 cents per gallon. And the reason is she wants to essentially punish people for having oil furnaces. So she says, we want to get people to switch to electric. And natural gas is a fantastic heating fuel. And that's being demonized now because of the climate, whole climate scam. And but this is a tax that's going to be on older people and on people who have not been able to afford the conversion in many of those cases. But then she says, we will use the tax money to fund programs to help the poor switch to electric heat. So you're going to tax, I mean, if you're an older person and you're on a fixed income, maybe you don't qualify for being poor enough to have the government switch over your furnace. But it's just another example of how government is micromanaging our lives, the social engineering in the name of the climate scam. Beat goes on. But another example, too, of how Seattle loves to tax the poorest people. They love to tax minorities with the soda pop tax. They do all this talking about these groups that they care about, and then they're the ones who get slammed with every new tax they propose.